Hi, everybody. I'm Alex Wilgus, and I want to introduce this podcast by describing what it's about and why it's important. You know, there's been, over the past couple of decades or so, a recent wave of American evangelical Christians of all sorts of backgrounds who have come to find their church homes in liturgical churches. You know, the kind with robes and bread and wine every Sunday, sometimes even incense and bells. The Anglican Church, the Roman Catholic Church, and the Orthodox Church have all seen an upsurge in interest and membership from unexpected places. You know, people in non-denominational churches, Baptists, Pentecostals, Methodists, Presbyterians, all over the theological map and all over the country, young evangelical Christians are finding church homes in traditions who practice ancient forms of worship. And I guess one reason I'm doing this podcast is that this is my story as well. You know, today I'm a lay pastor leading a congregation in the Anglican Church in North America, but I did not grow up Anglican. My family and I grew up Baptists, but starting when I was in high school, we all began moonlighting in an Anglican church. You know, all of us together, the whole family, felt drawn to the Anglican Church's rituals and sacramental worship, you know, sometimes without even knowing quite why. This podcast is an attempt to explain why, to talk about what is so rich and meaningful for so many about liturgical worship, and to answer listeners' questions about it. So if you've ever wondered what sacraments are, why priests wear robes or people cross themselves, or if you yourself have been drawn to liturgical worship and you're still trying to understand why, if you have friends who have joined liturgical traditions and you just don't really understand it, if you're not a Christian at all and you're just curious about why in the 21st century people still continue to believe in God and what they get out of worshiping Him, then this program is going to be something you'll want to subscribe to. So I'm the host, but the brains of the outfit and the guy you'll be hearing from most often is my co-host, Father Stephen Gauthier. He's the canon theologian of the Diocese of the Upper Midwest in the Anglican Church in North America. And I know that's a mouthful, but it basically just means that he's our church region's resident smart guy. And you'll discover Father Stephen is a treasure trove of scripture, history, relatable teachings on all things having to do with the church, the Bible, and philosophy. And though we speak from an Anglican perspective, for the most part, what we talk about here will apply to Catholic and Orthodox traditions as well. You're going to be learning a lot about all of these. And as you'll see, there are a lot of similarities between these traditions. Though we'll be drawing on a lot of history and theology, you'll definitely be learning a lot by listening, but this podcast is not just supposed to be educational and informational. You'll be hearing about how liturgical worship remains vital to the church today and what Christians get out of it. And along the way, we'll be enjoying some beautiful sacred music, and I want to actually just pause to talk a little bit about it. Most of it's going to be from two albums. One of them is called Sublime Chant, and its sequel, More Sublime Chant. They're performed by the Cathedral Singers, and they're conducted by the late, great Roman Catholic composer Richard Prue. And these are collections of Gregorian and Ambrosian chant that are personal favorites of mine, and they actually played a big role in my own personal journey of faith. Big and special thanks to GIA Music for providing this music for us to listen to. And every episode, we'll be providing links for how to listen to and purchase the music that's featured that week. So Father Stephen and I hope you'll enjoy Word and Table, and that you'll join us this coming Tuesday, October 4th, for our first episode, with weekly installments landing every Tuesday. Hit the subscribe button in iTunes and leave us a rating after our first episode. Thanks for listening.